you ready?
準備好未啊?
You know, sometimes I feel the Lord wants me to share things that will cause us to maybe change in our lives.
咁有時候咧，我感覺到咧，神咧好想我同大家分享一啲嘢咧，就會引致到大家咧，就喺個生命裏邊咧有啲嘅改變嘅。
The purpose is that we can be blessed.
咁啊，嗰個即係目的係咩咧？就係咧，我哋可以得到祝福。
So if you have a Bible, I want you to turn with me today to 1 Samuel 15.
咁啊，请大家打开圣经撒母耳记上第十五章。
And the title of the word today is to obey or not to obey.
今日嘅主题咧就系听从还是不听从。
That is the question.
咁啊，呢一个系一个问题。
But in my introduction, I want to just read you a scripture from Jeremiah 37.
咁咧喺我个引言嗰度咧，我想首先咧同大家读一段嘅经文。经文嘅出处咧就系耶利米书第37章嘅。
And just listen carefully here.
咁啊，留心听。
Jeremiah 37 and verse 1 says, "Now King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Kenaiah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah."
第一节，约西亚的儿子西底加代替约雅敬的儿子哥尼亚为王，是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒立在犹大地作王的。
Verse 2.
第二节，
"But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land gave heed to the words of the Lord which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah."
但西底加和他的臣仆并国中的百姓都不听从耶和华直先知耶利米所说的话。
Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet.
咁啊，即系耶利米咧，都俾大家称为咧一个即系流泪嘅先知。
You can understand why he wept so much.
咁啊，你都会明白点解佢即系成日都喊啊。
He had a word from God, many words from God, that would revolutionize people's lives and put the nation back in the favor of God.
咁咧就即系佢从神嗰度咧得着好多嘅话语咧，可以咧使到人嘅生命咧得着即系革命性咁样改变啦，亦都系咧将到国即系每个国家咧能够同神咧再一次系带上关系嘅。
Faithfully spoke the word.
咁咧佢好忠心咁样咧讲出呢啲话语。
But nobody was listening or doing what he was saying that God wanted them to do.
咁啊，但系冇人会听啦，亦都冇人理会到咧佢所讲嘅，即系神要佢哋做嘅嘢啦。
This relates to my sermon today.
今日咧呢一段嘅经文咧，同我所讲嘅咧就即系有关。
To obey or not to obey.
咁啊，听从或者不听从。
The word of God that can change our lives.
咁啊，神嘅话语可以改变我哋嘅生命啊。
But we ignore it.
但系咧，我哋就唔理会佢啦。
Now in verse 3 of Jeremiah 37, it says this.
在耶利米书37章第三节咁讲嘅。
And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal the son of Shelemiah and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Pray now to the Lord our God for us."
西底加王打发示利米亚的儿子犹甲和祭司马西亚的儿子西番亚去见先知耶利米，说：求你为我们祷告耶和华我们的神。
They didn't want to do what God asked them to do.
咁啊，佢哋唔想做神要佢哋做嘅嘢。
They didn't want to serve.
佢哋唔想服侍。
They didn't want to obey.
佢哋唔想听从。
But they sent a request to that same prophet Please pray for us.
咁但系咧，佢向嗰个同一样嗰、那个嘅即系先知就要求佢咧，就话你可唔可以为我哋祈祷啊
？Do you recognize yourself there？
咁喺呢一度，你会唔会认同你自己咧
？Amen. It's not just the sinners need to respond, you know.
咁唔单止咧，啲即系罪人咧要回应啊
吓。
咁诶，因为即系喺某些时候咧，我哋都曾经经历过
吓。
咁诶，神咧就喺度敲，咁诶，神咧喺度敲我哋门啦。
Amen. And we're not answering.
咁啊，但系我哋就唔应门咯。
And then suddenly something happens.
咁啊，突然间有啲嘢发生啦。
And we're on our knees.
咁啊，我哋即刻跪低。
Not saying, "Okay, Lord, I'll do that."
咁啊，唔系话好啦，神，我做啦。
But saying, "Help, help, help! I have a problem."
咁啊，而系我哋话咧，帮我，帮我，帮我啊！即系我有问题啊。
And so this situation is found in Samuel 1 Samuel 15 and King Saul.
咁呢一个嘅处境咧，就我哋即系发现到咧，发生咧喺撒母耳记上第十五章扫罗王嘅身上啦。
These Old Testament stories are showing us how to live before God.
咁呢啲旧约嘅故事咧，即系教导我哋点样喺神里边咧活着嘅。
And showing us how we can succeed in our lives.
咁亦都俾我哋睇到咧，喺我哋生命里边点样先至成功。
God chose Saul to be the first king of Israel.
神拣选扫罗成为以色列第一个王。
And here in 1 Samuel 15, God sends Samuel to find Saul and anoint him to be king.
咁咧喺呢度撒母耳记上第十五章咧，神咧就差派先知撒母耳咧去揾扫罗啦，同埋咧高佢为王。
Actually, he was the people's choice.
咁啊，其实咧佢系即系人民选出嚟嘅。
But he had a problem.
但系啊，佢有个问题。
He just never really obeyed God's commands.
咁咧，佢就确实咧，唔系即系成日都咧完全咁样样咧去服从神嗰个嘅命令嘅。
He was there showing the outward appearance of being with God.
咁咧，佢喺度咧就佢外表咧就俾我哋睇到咧，佢好似与神同在嘅。
But he certainly made a habit out of partial obedience.
咁咧，但系佢有个习惯咧，就系咧，佢即系服从咧，只不过系一部分嘅啫。
He would do some of what God commanded, but very seldom all of what God commanded.
咁神命令佢嘅咧，佢就做一啲啦，但系就好少可咧会做晒嘅。
Why was he like that?
点解佢会咁嘅样嘅咧
？Perhaps why are we like that sometimes?
咁嗱，可以讲话点解有时我哋都系咁嘅样咧
？So let me first tell you the story briefly.
咁让我首先咧简单咁样同你讲下呢个故事先啦。
Verse 2 of chapter 15, it says, Thus saith the Lord of God, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, and how he ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt.
咁喺十五章第二节咁讲，耶和华万军之耶和华如此说：以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上亚玛力人怎样待他们，怎样抵挡他们，我都没忘。
Samuel is speaking the word of God to Saul.
撒母耳咧向扫罗咧讲神对佢讲嘅说话。
And verse 3 is the word he gives.
咁第三节就系佢讲嘅说话啦。
Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them. Kill both man and woman.Infant and nursing child, ox and sheep and camel and donkey.
现在你要去击打亚玛力人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女、孩童、吃奶的，并牛、羊、骆驼和驴进行杀死。
Now remember here, the Old Testament is a pattern, a shadow to give us insight in how to live our lives.
咁咧，嗱，大家记住喎，呢旧约咧就系一个嘅预表咧，亦都系一个嘅影儿咧，俾我哋睇到咧，我哋应该咧系点样去喺神里边活着嘅。
And in the Bible, almost always, Amalek is the enemy of God's people.
咁啊，喺圣经里边咧，就差唔多时常咧，都系亚玛力人咧，就系即系神百姓嘅敌人。
He represents the things that God that attack us today.
咁咧，佢亦都代表咗咧，就即系呢一啲喺今天咧，佢点样去攻击我嘅人
？If you want, he represents the devil.
咁啊，你可以咁讲啦，佢亦都系代表咗咧魔鬼。
In the Old Testament was destroy God's people.
咁咧喺旧约里边咧，佢个目的咧就系要去毁灭神嘅百姓啦。
Take away God's blessing。
咁啊，将神嘅祝福咧系拿走嘅。
And so God is saying, "Okay, I am going to help you to defeat your enemy."
咁神咧就话咧，我会帮你咧去击败你嘅敌人。
I'm going to help you to defeat the very things that will destroy you.
我会帮你咧去毁灭呢一样会去毁灭你嘅人。
And so what happens is Saul goes and he does it.
咁咧就即系扫罗咧就去做咗啦。
But instead of doing what God told him to do, he spares the king.
咁咧就佢即系代替咗咧，就听神要佢做所有嘅嘢咧。佢有一样嘢冇做咧，就系佢就即系怜惜咗呢一个王啊。
Verse 9 says, "But Saul and the people spared Agag, the king of the Amalekites, and the best of the sheep and oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them."But everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed.
第九节，扫罗和百姓却怜惜雅各，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物，不肯灭绝。凡下贱瘦弱的，尽都杀了。
He did not do.What God asked him to.
他没有做到神要他做的事。
He did not understand what God was trying to do for them.
他并不明白到神在他们身上想要做的事。
He used his human logic to try to do something better than what God.Had told him to do.
咁啊，佢用自己嗰个嘅思想咧去做咧，就即系神咧要佢做嘅嘢咧，佢觉得佢个方法会仲好嘅。
And so, as a result, in verse 11,
咁喺十一节，我哋睇到个结果啦。
God speaks to Samuel.
耶和华向撒母耳说话。
He says, "I greatly regret."That I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments.
我立扫罗为王，我后悔了，因为他转去不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。
And the Bible says that Samuel was.Grieved and cried out to God.
圣经话到俾我哋听，撒母耳便甚忧愁，终夜哀求耶和华。
We have a great opportunity to see God move in our lives.
我哋有一个好大嘅机会咧，睇到神咧会喺我哋嘅生命里边运行。
But our faith is measured by our obedience.
但系我哋嗰个嘅信心咧，就系即系从我哋嗰个嘅听从呢样嘢咧嚟衡量嘅。
Bonhoeffer, the German theologian, he He made a comment about this.
咁咧就有一个德国嘅神学家咧潘霍华咧，佢就即系喺呢一度咧就发出一个嘅意见嘅。
He said you'll have difficulty with your faith if there is some part of your life where you are consciously resisting or disobeying the commandment of Jesus.
咁佢话咧，若果喺你嘅生命里边咧有某啲嘅部分咧，你系有意识地咧去抗拒或者不听从神嘅命令咧，咁喺你嘅信仰上边咧，你就会遇上困难啦。
And what did Saul do when he realized he'd done wrong?
当扫罗即系知道佢自己做错嘢嘅时候，佢点样做咧
？What do we all do when that happens?
当呢样事情发生嘅时候，我哋所有人会点样做咧
？We began to make excuses.
咁啊，佢开始咧就揾藉口啦。
He began to say, you know, I spared them so that we could sacrifice them to God.
咁啊，佢就话咧，嗱，我怜惜佢哋咧，点解咧？因为咧，我可以将呢啲嘢咧就向神献祭。
When we disobey, the first thing we do is to make excuses.
当我哋不听从嘅时候咧，第一样嘢我哋会做嘅咧就系即系揾藉口啦。
Hey, Samuel didn't know what he's talking about.
咁啊，嗱，撒母耳咧，其实佢都唔知自己讲紧乜嘢嘅。
Jeremiah didn't know what he's talking about.
咁啊，耶利米咧，亦都唔知道佢自己讲紧乜嘢嘅。
Certainly, Samuel didn't know what he's talking.
咁好肯定啦，撒母耳都唔知佢自己讲紧啲乜嘅嘢嘅。
In fact, maybe God doesn't understand.
咁啊，嗱，神可能都唔明白。
He doesn't understand my situation.
佢唔明白我处境啊。
Excuses.
咁啊，藉口。
You want to be a godly person?
你想唔想成为一个即系合神心意嘅人呢
？Amen. You want to have victory in your life?
你想唔想喺你嘅生命里边得胜呢
？Don't make excuses.
咁啊，唔好用藉口啦。
Admit to your faults.
咁啊，承认你嘅错处。
Amen. It's not easy.
唔系容易噶
，especially when the person who's trying to get you to admit to your faults has their hands on their hips and staring at you。
咁啊，即系特别咧，即系当嗰个人咧就叉住条腰望住你，要你承认你个过错嘅时候咧。
But when we say I'm sorry to God, God says.I forgive you.
咁啊，当我哋即系向神道歉嗰阵时候咧，神就话我会宽恕你。
When somebody says they're sorry to you, what does God say?
咁啊，当有人即系向你讲对唔住嘅时候，神点样讲啊
？If you don't forgive them, I won't forgive you.
如果你唔宽恕佢嘅话，我亦都唔会宽恕你噶。
哎呀 ，we got a problem here.
咁喺呢度有问题啦
，big problem，
好大嘅问题。
Don't make excuses.
唔好用藉口。
Okay, first of all, how was Saul disobedient?
咁啊，首先第一点咧就系扫罗怎么样不听从。
How was he disobedient?
佢点样唔听从咧
？Well, the first thing here is he was disobedient by partial obedience.
咁啊，佢点样？不听从咧，咁首先一样嘢咧，就系佢唔系完全咁样样去听从。
He obeyed only a part of the Lord's command to destroy all the people and livestock。
咁咧，佢只系咧听从神部分嗰个嘅命令，佢咧就即系只系咧系去毁灭到咧嗰啲人啦，同埋一啲嘅家畜。
He spared.Agag, the king, and the best of the livestock.
咁啊，佢怜惜雅各啦，就系嗰个王啦，亦都系咧爱惜上好嘅家畜。
Hallelujah! I'm trying to do better PowerPoints.
咁啊，我想做一啲更好嘅 PowerPoint， 啊唔系个 PowerPoint 吓。
Oh no!
翻翻转头，第一个，翻翻转头，第一个。 第一点。
That's Philip, by the way. Okay, here we go. Right? So often we use human logic to counter God's command.
咁好多时候咧，我哋就用人嗰啲嘅道理去对抗神嗰个嘅命令。
God said, "Kill all the Amalekites," and Saul didn't do it.
咁神咧就叫扫罗咧杀晒所有亚玛力人，但系咧就扫罗咧就冇做咁样做到。
It did not seem right to him to do it.
咁对佢嚟讲咧，好似咁样做唔啱。
Do you want victory in your life?
你想唔想喺你嘅生命里边得胜咧
？Then just do what God says.
咁你就做神要你做嘅嘢啦。
God will work it out.
咁神会帮你搞掂噶啦。
If you start bringing in your human logic, then you're going to have big problems.
如果咧你开始用你自己嗰个嘅思想去谂嘅话咧，咁你就有问题啦。
Because none of us has what it takes.To succeed alone.
咁因为咧，我哋冇人咧就真系能够咧有呢个把握咧，可以自己咧就可以即系成功嘅。
So when God says something, then you need to say, "Right, I'm going to do it."
咁当神同你讲一啲嘢嘅时候咧，你就需要讲话好，我会做嘅。
The second thing he denied his sin.
咁第二样咧，佢就咧去否认咗佢自己嘅罪啊。
In verse 13.Samuel went to Saul, and Saul said to him, "Blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord."
咁喺十三节咧，撒母耳到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说：愿耶和华赐福与你，耶和华的命令我已遵守了。
The Bible says.Take note. Be sure your sin will find you out.
咁咧，圣经话到俾我听咧，倘若你们不这样行，就得罪耶和华。要知道你们的罪必追上你们。
Wow, it's a good thing we're sitting down.
咁即系我哋坐低啊，即系而家坐低啊，几好
啊。Nobody can hear your knees knocking together with fear.
哦，咁因为咧唔会有人听到咧，你因为而家惊到咧就震下只两对膝头哥喺度。撞啊、
Because your sin will find you out.
因为咧，你嘅罪咧会追上你
嘅。I remember seeing funniest home videos one time.
哦，咁咧就即系我记得有一次咧喺电视咧睇嗰个嘅笑笑小电影。
I tried to find it for you.
咁我尝试去揾翻嗰段啦吓。
Couldn't find it.
但我又揾唔到喎。
But there was a, like a 2-year-old.
咁有个两岁嘅，
she was playing,
咁两岁嘅细蚊女啦吓，咁佢玩紧嘅。
Her dad put the video camera on her.
咁佢爸爸咧就即系开咗个摄录机。
And she had chocolate all around her mouth like that.
咁咧喺佢个嘴唇嘅周围咧就黐满晒朱古力。
Just you know thick chocolate.
咁厚厚嘅朱古力。
And dad says to her.Did you eat that chocolate?
咁佢爸爸就问佢啊，你食咗嗰啲朱古力啊
？And she looks at the camera.
咁佢望住个镜头。
And with this wonderful innocent voice.
咁咧就用一把好无知嘅声音。
And all the chocolate round her mouth.
咁咧就佢嘴唇侧边就围满啲朱古力。
She goes, "No, I didn't eat the chocolate."
咁佢话冇，我冇食到啲朱古力。
It reminds me of Rachel when she was a little girl.
咁提醒我，即系 Rachel 嗰时细个嗰时都系咁啊。佢知道我会咁讲嘅。
No, I didn't eat the chocolate.
我冇食到啲朱古力啊。
Are you sure you didn't eat the chocolate?
你好肯定你冇食过啲朱古力
？No, I did not eat the chocolate.
冇啊，我冇食到啲朱古力啊。
And Samuel said, "Did you do it?"
咁撒母耳就问佢啊，你有冇做到啊
？And Saul said, "I did what the Lord commanded."
咁扫罗咧就话神命令我嘅，我做咗啦。
Samuel said, "I can hear a lot of sheep bleating and a lot of cattle lowing."
咁撒母耳就话咧，我可以听到咧好多咧羊叫啦同牛鸣嘅声音。
You know, it's very normal for people.To become sometimes very, very good at denial.
咁咧就即系好多时候咧，就有啲人咧就我哋咧喺否认我哋罪方面啦吓，就即系好叻嘅。
When we're accused of something, we can be also innocent.
咁当我哋被指责系某啲事上边嘅时候咧，我哋就觉得我哋自己咧系即系冇罪嘅。
Saul was not only disobedient, but he refused to acknowledge his sin.
咁扫罗咧唔单止咧不听从，甚至乎咧佢否认到佢自己嗰个嘅错处
嘅。And the third thing he did, he tried to blame other people.
咁佢第三样嘢佢点样做咧？就系咧佢尝试咧佢去将呢啲过错咧系去推落人哋嗰度嘅。
Now remember, here's my purpose today.
嗱，记住今日咧我的目的系乜嘢
？I'm trying to enable you to see yourself.
咁我想帮你哋咧去睇到自己。
Okay, and or should I say?Ourselves.
咁啊，我应该话我哋自己。
Of course, you know nobody here is exempt. We all have that propensity to do this.
咁咧就当然啦，我哋唔系个个咧都会有咁嘅倾向咧去咁样做嘅。
But why am I sharing it?
但系点解我今日要分享咧
？Because when we do that, then we don't get God's blessing in our lives.
咁因为咧，当我哋咁样做嘅时候咧，咁我哋就唔可以喺我哋生命里边咧得着神嘅祝福噶啦。
God wants you to be blessed.
咁啊，神咧想你蒙福。
And I want you to be blessed.
我亦都想你咧蒙福。
I want to be blessed too.
我自己咧都想咧系得着呢个祝福嘅。
I want to bring the word of God that will open the door.To our blessing.
咁啊，所以我将神嘅话语咧带到嚟俾你哋咧，即系让神嗰个嘅即系祝福咧，可以喺呢个打开嘅门里边咧进入嘅。
More than that,
咁啊，更甚嘅咧
，because God has a purpose for us.
因为咧，神喺我哋生命里边咧就有个目的。
And I want to open the door in everybody's lives for that purpose to be fulfilled.
我想咧就喺每一个人嘅生命里边咧打开呢一道门，以致到咧呢个目的咧能够得到实现嘅。
And that we will not only be blessed ourselves.
我哋唔单止自己咧得着祝福
，but that through us others can also be blessed.
咁啊，亦都系透过我哋他人咧，亦都得到祝福。
And so.Saul here in verse 15, he said the soldiers did that.
咁啊，扫罗喺呢度第十五节咧就讲到咧，就系话咧嗰啲即系兵咧，嗰啲士兵咧就做嘅。
And then in verse 21, he said, "Oh, the people did that."
咁啊，喺二十一节咧，佢就话啲百姓做嘅。
Right now.First of all, he's blaming different people here.
咁首先咧，佢就即系埋怨啦，其他人啦吓。
He say anything to get out of it.
咁咧，佢总之咧就揾啲理由咧，佢可以即系摆脱呢一样嘢嘅。
But it is clear, verse 21, he says, "But the people took the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed."
咁咧就喺二十一节，佢话咧百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在吉甲献与耶和华你的神。
He knew what he'd done wrong.
佢知道佢自己咧系做错咗啲咩嘢。
Trying to blame other people.
佢仍然咧尝试咧去埋怨其他人。
That's why Jeremiah was always crying.
咁所以点解即系耶利米咧成日都要哭泣啊
？Kill the messenger，
咁咧就杀咗个信差啦。
Blame the messenger，
咁咧亦都系咧就埋怨呢一个带信息嘅人啦吓。
It's the oldest trick in the world， you know that， yeah。
咁嗱，你知唔知呢个咧就其实咧呢样系喺呢个世界上边咧就系一个最古旧嘅一啲即系。trick 系
都
嗰啲咩啊？整蛊人嘅方法啦，总之。
The oldest thing in the Bible。
诡计啊，诡计吓。
Adam blamed Eve。
咁咧就亚当就埋怨夏娃。
Eve blamed the snake。
咁啊，夏娃又埋怨条蛇。
And the snake didn't have a leg to stand on, you know that。
咁呢条蛇咧就冇脚企噶啦，知唔知啊？
When it comes to obeying God, it's not about anybody else; it's about you.
咁啊嗱，如果即系讲到咧就不听从神嘅话咧，就其实咧你唔好埋怨任何人啦，系自己。
Okay, number two.
咁啊，第二点啦。
Hallelujah. Here comes Philip. Hallelujah. That's a good likeness, right?
好像 Philip.
Why did Saul disobey?
那么扫罗为什么不听从呢?
Hallelujah. Well, verse 11.
第十一节,
the word of the Lord to Samuel. He says, I greatly regret I've set Saul up as king, for he has turned back from following me.
咁咧喺第十一节咧，耶和华就即系向撒母耳咁讲啦。佢话我立扫罗为王，我后悔了，因为他转去不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。
Turned away from God.
咁咧佢就即系转离神啦。
He didn't necessarily totally turn his back on God.
咁啊，佢并唔系咧就完全咁样样咧去离开神。
But he stopped following God.
但是呢,他就停止跟從神了。
He didn't read his Bible anymore, but he read the newspaper.
他就從此不看聖經了,不過會看報紙。
He didn't pray anymore, but he listened to the TV.
他從此不祈禱,不過會看電視。
God himself says, you know, this Saul, who was among the prophets prophesying, who was anointed king of Israel, who was head and shoulders above everybody, has turned from me.
咁咧就話咧呢一個所有人嘅先知啦，就去講預言噶啦，亦都係受高嘅王啦，亦都係咧佢被超越啦任何一個人噶啦。而家咧就即係轉去唔跟從我啦。咁咧喺呢個國裏邊咧，佢係一個最有才華嘅人。咁咧佢就總之有曬一切嘅。咁咧佢好高大。
啦，好强壮啦。但系佢令到神啦、百姓啦，同埋佢自己咧系失望嘅。 Now notice, listen carefully to what I'm going to say to you.
咁啦，喺呢度你要留心啦，留心听我同你讲嘅说话。
Your relationship with God empowers your behavior.
咁咧嗱，你同神嗰个关系咧，好明确咁样界定咗我哋嗰个行为，
not the other way around，
并唔系咧调翻转嘅。
Your relationship with God will not get strong because you're good.
咁咧，你同神嗰个关系咧，并唔系因为咧你有好行为咧而令到呢段关系好嘅。
You are good because of your relationship with God.
咁咧就因为点解你系好咧？系因为你同神嗰段嘅关系。
That's why Saul disobeyed.
咁所以扫罗咧不听从。
And that's how we get back to the place that we need to be.
咁亦都係咁樣呢，我哋點樣可以返返去我哋原先嗰個嘅位置啊？
When Saul turned from God, he stopped obeying God.
咁當掃羅轉離神嘅時候，佢就停止呢去聽從神啦。
The second thing that happened was pride came into his heart.
咁喺呢度呢，第二樣嘢發生呢，就係呢驕傲就進入佢個心裏面啦。
He decided, you know, in verse 12, he set up a monument to himself.
咁呢就喺十二節嗰度呢，佢自己呢就幫佢自己立咗個紀念碑。
God made him everything he was.
咁呢就即係神做佢呢，就成為佢自己模樣啊。
But he didn't recognize that.
但係呢，佢就並冇認出。It
reminds me of the guy, you know, who had a very beautiful garden.
咁呢樣嘢呢，提醒到我呢，就即係有個人呢，佢有個好靚嘅花園。
He had a beautiful garden.
咁呢個花園好靚嘅。
And the pastor would pass by every day.
咁呢就呢個牧師呢，每日都經過嘅。
And he would say to the guy, he would say, you and the Lord have a very beautiful garden.
咁呢個人會同佢講呢，就係話呢，你同神呢有個好靚嘅花園。
And this man worked very hard in his garden.
咁呢個人呢亦都好勤力呢，就即係去收葺佢嗰個花園嘅。
And every time the pastor said that to him, he got a little angry with the pastor.
咁每一次个牧师咁同佢讲嘅时候咧，佢就有啲嬲个牧师。
So finally, when the pastor said it to him, this is what he said.
咁最后有一次咧，当牧师咁样对佢讲嘅时候咧，佢就咁回答佢啦。
The pastor said, "You and the Lord have a wonderful garden here."
咁个牧师就对佢讲，你同神咧喺呢度有个好靓嘅花园。
And the man said, "You should have seen it when the Lord had it." On his own.
咁啊，个人咧就回答佢就话咧，嗱，你应该咧即系睇当时咧，当神即系拥有呢个花园嘅时候，系点样嘅
？Right. He wanted the credit for his garden totally.
佢因为咧，佢想完全咧得着，即系佢呢个咁靓嘅花园咧，嗰个嘅赞赏，佢自己想得着晒呢一个嘅赞赏啊。
But without God, it would be impossible.
但系咧，如果佢冇神嘅话咧，就冇可能成为咁嘅样啦。
Because He makes the flowers grow.
因为咧系神使到花系生长嘅。
And He makes the flowers.
咁啊，佢亦都系创造呢个花。
And yet nothing happens unless we cooperate with God.
咁咧，除咗当我哋系即系与神一齐合作，如果唔系咧，冇嘢会发生嘅。
Decided I'm going to cooperate with God. The result was a beautiful garden.
当呢个人咧决定咗佢要同神一齐去同工合作嘅时候咧，咁佢就有一个好靓嘅花园啦。
Make no mistake, we can't do it on our own.
咁啊嗱，你千祈唔好谂错啦。我哋咧如果自己做嘅话咧，我哋唔会成功嘅。
Don't let pride come into your heart.
唔好让骄傲咧进入到你嘅心里面。
It's God's grace that gets us there.
咁系神嘅恩典带到我哋去嗰度嘅。
God, He loves us.
咁即系神咧，佢爱我哋。
Why did he obey the third thing? He was afraid of the people.
咁点解佢即系不听从咧？咁第三样嘢咧，因为咧佢惧怕百姓。
He says to Samuel, verse 24, "I've sinned and I've transgressed." The commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice.
在二十四节，苏罗对撒母耳说：我有罪了，我因惧怕百姓听从他们的话，就违背了耶和华的命令和你的言语。
You know, sometimes fear of people causes us not to.Do what we ought to do.
咁有时候咧，因为我哋好怕人啊，所以我哋就唔做一啲我哋应该做嘅嘢。
Because when you do that, people may laugh at you.
咁因为你做嘅时候咧，人哋会笑你噶。
People may ridicule you for your faith.
咁就人咧就即系为咗你嗰个信仰咧而耻笑你嘅。
But we have to be faithful to God.
但系咧，我哋即系同对神咧应该忠心。
When we're faithful to God, that's very powerful.
当我哋对神忠心嘅时候咧，我哋就会有好大嘅力量啦。
Remember a story Sasimo used to tell about 50 years ago.
咁记得即系有一个故事咧，Sasimo 50年前讲过噶啦。
When I first met you.
哦，我哋啱啱相遇嘅时候。
In Joe's Cafe was it? In
有一间嘅即系。
Sasimo was sitting in Joe's Cafe in Tredegar on the circle there. Whose cafe was it?
Oh, 记唔记得边个餐厅喎 ？Sasimo，
即系 come to you. You know, this is it was.
Oh, Sasimo 话唔系佢啊，甚至话系佢啊吓。
You know, this is. I feel really good now. My memory. I thought my memory is not.
啊，我而家有好感觉啦。我以为我嘅即系记性唔系几好，我而家知道我记性好。
I will remind you.
我会提你噶啦吓。
He was sitting there in the cafe having a cup of coffee.
咁佢坐喺个咖啡店里边咧，就饮咖啡啦。
Behind her there was this Christian brother, and he was trying to witness to. He was trying to witness. Am I getting the story right? You know. I'll tell you the story. May have been another girlfriend.
迟啲话俾你听，可能另外一个女朋友都未定啊。咁坐喺沙师母后边咧，就有一个即系第。
That's it, the town clock, yeah. Oh. And she, I just remember Sasimo, I was not there, but Sasimo told me about it.
咁当时嘅我唔喺嗰度嘅吓，咁但系之后Sasimo话俾我听呢个故事嘅。
This brother, He didn't know much about Christianity and he was struggling to share the gospel.
咁啊，呢个弟兄咧，其实佢对于呢个基督教嘅宗教咧，就唔系认识好深嘅啫。咁咧，所以佢即系好挣扎咁样同人哋咧去传福音。
And this other person that he was talking to was very smart and was just tying him up.
咁啊，就即系佢嗰个对象咧，其实嗰个好即系好聪明、好醒目噶吓。咁佢就即系发问好多嘅问题啦，令到佢好难答。
Of the conversation, his simple faith really won the argument.
咁咧，但系即系喺佢哋最后对话嗰阵时候咧，佢呢个弟兄咁即系单纯，佢嗰个嘅信仰咧，已经帮到佢咧，就即系答到呢啲所有嘅问题啦。
You don't have to be smart.
你唔需要咧，一定要好即系。有智慧的
you just share what God has done in your life.
你只要呢是即是分享神在你的身上的工作就可以了。
We don't change our faith according to who we're talking to.
那呢就我们并不是因为呢我们所讲我们的对象呢而去即是改变到我们自己的信仰。
We should not fear people in that way.
我们呢不应该这样去怕人的。
But we should fear God.
我们需要呢是敬畏神。
So the third thing, what happened to Saul?When he disobeyed.
咁咧第三点啦，当扫罗不听从嘅时候咧，什么事发生呢
？Well, Samuel corrected him.
咁啊，撒母耳咧就纠正佢啦。
In verse 22, Samuel said, "The Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." And to heed than the fat of rams.
二十二节，撒母耳说：耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，喜如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
Don't argue because there's a consequence when we disobey God.
咁啊，你唔好同我拗啦，即系因为咧，当我哋不听从神嘅时候咧，就会有后果嘅。
The Bible says stubbornness is like iniquity and idolatry.
咁咧，圣经话到俾我哋听咧，我哋嘅顽固咧，就好似咧，好邪恶啦，同埋好似。偶像崇拜咁嘅。
When you're stubborn, you worship an idol.
咁啊，当你系顽固嗰阵时候咧，你就会去崇拜一啲嘅偶像啦。
I can tell you what idol it is, by the way.
咁啊，我可以话俾你听咧，呢个偶像系边个
？Look in the mirror.
咁啊，照下镜就知噶啦。
That's the idol you worship when you're stubborn.
咁啊，当你顽固嗰阵时候咧，你就系即系去即系崇拜呢一个嘅偶像噶啦。
So what happened to Saul?
咁咧就发生扫罗发生咗咩嘢咧
？Samuel said, "Because you have rejected the word of God, he has rejected you from being king."
咁啊，撒母耳就对佢讲咧，你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
Because of his disobedience, he lost what he had.
咁啊，因为佢不听从咧，所以佢就失去咗佢有嘅啦。
He didn't just not get blessed in the future.
佢唔单止喺佢嗰个未来里边咧得着祝福。
But the blessing he had, he lost.
咁佢先前有嘅祝福咧，亦都系失去咗。
Can you see?The consequences of disobedience.
咁你喺呢度睇唔睇到不听从嘅后果咧
？Some of us need to examine our lives today.
有啲人咧，我哋今日咧需要去即系去检讨我哋个生命。
Because just simple obedience to God could be the step that enables us to live productive lives again.
咁咧就因为咧，单单我哋对神嗰个嘅即系服从咧，亦都系俾到我哋咧能够今日咧就踏出呢一步咧，使到我哋嘅生命里边咧更能够系结出果子嘅。
Remember the four things.
咁啊，嗱，记住嗰四样嘢啦。
God made you.
神造你。
God knows you.
神认识你。
God.Loves you,
神爱你
in spite of knowing you.
咁啊，即系纵然佢认识你啊吓。
And God has a purpose for everybody.
神对所有人，每一个人都有个目的嘅。
Saul once enjoyed the blessing of God.
咁扫罗咧，曾经去享受到神嗰个嘅祝福。
God chose him to be king.
咁啊，神拣选佢成为王。
But through his disobedience, he had everything taken from him.
咁咧就由于佢嗰个不听从咧，佢就被夺走晒一切啦。
So in conclusion,
咁喺完结嘅时候
，Praise God.
赞美好短啫，今日谈到。
Are you obeying God today?
今日你有冇服从神啊？
Do you know the blessing of God in your life today?
喺你今日你嘅生命里边，你有冇认识到知唔知道神嗰个祝福咧
？See, a simple step can change your life.
好简单，行嗰一步就可以改变你嘅生命啦。
God is for you.
神咧系为你。
He's there for you.
佢喺度系为你嘅。
Maybe you're even making a pretense at serving God.
咁咧，可能咧，你甚至乎好似即系外表俾人睇起嚟咧，你喺度服侍紧神。
But really deep down, you understand I'm not really being obedient to God. There's more for you.
咁咧，但系咧，你里头嘅心里边里头咧，你就其实咧就唔系真正咁样样咧，就系服侍紧神嘅。咁咧，其实咧有好多嘢都系即系有等待你嘅。
The Bible is giving us.And showing us the way.
咁啊，圣经系俾我哋，同埋咧，亦都系俾我哋睇到咧呢一条道路嘅。
We should live by this because God said live by this.
咁咧，我哋应该咧靠呢样嘢而活，因为咧神咧要我哋靠呢样嘢而活嘅。
I heard a story one time about the hurricane. I think Hurricane Andrew that happened in Florida.
咁有一次我听到有个即系故事啦，咁就喺佛罗里达州嘅，咁当时咧有一个好即系大嘅好严重嘅风暴。
And the news crew went into this area.
咁咧呢啲新闻报道员啦，就去到呢一个地方。
And only one house was standing.
咁咧就唯有一间屋咧就冇被吹冧嘅。
And so the reporter went up to the man who was in the house.
咁啊！呢个记者咧就去到呢间屋嗰个屋主嗰度啦。
He said, "How did you manage to escape the severe damage of this hurricane?"
咁啊，佢就问呢个人咧：你点样样可以即系逃避到呢一个咁严重嘅呢一个嘅风暴嘅咧
？And the man said, "I built this house myself."
咁啊，嗰个人就话咧：嗱，我自己咧起呢一间屋嘅。
And when I did so.I followed the state building code faithfully.
咁啊，当我起呢一间屋嘅时候咧，我就即系去即系好忠心咁样样咧，就紧紧咁样咧去跟从到咧呢个州即系呢一个佛罗里达州咧建落即系立嘅一啲嘅建筑嘅条例啦吓。
Because the code said, if I follow this way, then It will withstand a hurricane.
咁咧，因为呢个建筑条例指引咧，话俾我听咧，如果我咁样样去即系去建造呢间屋嘅话咧，我就可以抵挡呢啲风暴噶啦。
And I did, and it did.
咁咧就即系我做咗啦，咁佢又做咗啦。
And then he looked around himself.
咁咧，佢就睇下佢周围啦。
And he said, "I suppose nobody else around here followed the code."
咁佢睇完佢周围之后，佢就话啦：，我谂即系喺呢度冇人跟住呢个指引去做啦。
Jesus put it a different way. He said, "The wise man built his house on a rock."
咁耶稣咧就用咗另外一个方法讲咧，就系话咧，聪明人咧就将佢间屋咧就建造喺即系磐石上
边。
咁咧啲愚蠢嘅人咧就将佢间屋咧就建造喺泥沙上边。咁喺呢一个即系聪明人同佢呢个愚蠢人嘅愚拙人咧个身上边即系有咩唔同咧？
The word says, Jesus said, the foolish man heard the word and he did not do it.
咁呢就即係神嘅話語話到俾我哋聽啦,呢啲即係愚拙嘅人呢,佢聽到呢番嘅說話,但佢又唔做。
The wise man heard the word and he did it.
咁呢聰明人呢,聽到說話,佢又去跟從啦。
And when the floods came.
咁當呢啲洪水嚟到嘅時候,
And when the storm came.
當風暴嚟到嘅時候,
The house on the sand was washed away.
喺呢啲沙土上边嗰啲屋咧就被冲走。
But the house on the rock held firm.
但系建造喺呢啲嘅磐石上边嘅屋咧，就即系企得好稳啊。
When we sacrifice to God, we simply give him back what is his.
當我哋向神去獻祭嘅時候，其實我哋係只不過將神俾我哋嘅嘢俾翻佢啫。But
when we obey, we show our faith and we show our love.
當我哋去聽從嘅時候，我哋都俾人睇到我哋嗰個嘅忠心同埋我哋嘅愛。
And that blesses God and that pleases God.
咁呢樣嘢呢,使到神喜悅啦。
And that changes us and through us changes our world.
咁呢樣嘢呢,亦都係呢改變咗我哋,亦都係透過我哋呢改變呢個世界。
Because it's through our obedience we allow Jesus to walk on this earth.
因为是藉着我们的听从，我们让到耶稣可以行走在这个世界上。
Through our obedience, we allow him to influence other people's lives.
也是藉着我们这个听从，我们也让耶稣可以让我们生命去影响到他人。
To be there in our troubled times.
当我们在困境的时候，他会在。
To be a refuge for people in their storms.
当人遇上风暴的时候，我们就是他们的避难所了。
Through our obedience.
也是藉着我们的听从。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
My challenge to you today is simple.
今日向大家作出嘅挑战系简单。
I want you to think about it personally.
我想大家个别咁样去思想。
It is important.
好重要。
I want you to be blessed.
我想你系得着祝福。
I want your life to be fruitful, not just today, your whole life to be fruitful.
唔单止系今日，我想你整个生命咧都系能够结出果子。
I want you to feel that. You're important.
我想你感觉到你自己是重要的。
That you have a purpose.
你有目的。
That you are loved.
你是被爱。
You have value.
你是有价值的。
I want you to succeed.
我想你成功。
Samuel wept when he saw what Saul was doing.
当撒母耳见到扫罗所做嘅事嘅时候，佢就哀哭啦。
And I want to tell you, I weep when I see sometimes what some of you are doing.
我想话俾大家听啦，当我有时睇到你某啲人去做紧呢个啲嘢嘅时候，我都想系哭泣。
I see you've been held back from the purpose that God has for you.
因为我睇到咧，即系喺神喺你身上边嗰个嘅目的咧，系因为咁样有拦阻。
Don't be like Saul.
唔好好似扫罗咁样样。
Don't be disobedient.
唔好唔听从。
Don't be stubborn.
唔好顽固。
Don't make excuses.
唔好用藉口。
Don't deny your sin.
唔好否认个罪。
Because God wants to restore you. He wants to bless you.
因为神呢再一次想重建你，佢想即系爱你。
This is between you and God, nobody else.
呢一个呢并唔系即系与其他有关，系你同神。
You can put it right today.
今日你可以即系去做翻啱。
By making a decision simply, Lord, I'm going to do what you tell me to do.
藉住咧就作一个嘅决定，就系话主啊，今日你要我做嘅，我会去做。
I'm going to open my Bible every day and pray every day and find out what you want me to do。
每一日我会打开圣经，每一日我会去祷告，我会即系揾出你想我做嘅嘢。
God is trying to say something into your life today that can change you。
今日神咧尝试去向你生命里边咧讲啲说话咧，使到你嘅生命有改变嘅。
Can you say okay, God? Okay.
你可唔可以同神讲好啊？
Talk to God.
同神去讲。
There's no problem too big for God.
对神嚟讲，冇一个问题系。是大的。
There's no mountain too large.
亦都系咧，冇一个即系太大嘅山。
There's no storm that you cannot get through it.
亦都系冇一个风暴咧，你系即系唔能够系经过嘅。
Because God never fails.
因为神永远都唔会使到你失望。
Just ask Him now. Okay, Lord, I'll do it.
现在就跟他说，主啊，我会做。
I'll do it.
我会做。
Lord, help me.
主帮助我。
I don't know if you've been having a tough time in your Christian life recently.
我不知道你近来呢，在你的基督徒的生命里面，是不是遇上一些很困难的时候呢？
All I say is talk to God right now, even talk to Him.
我对你说的就是说，你跟神说呢，你现在就跟神说。
He's there for you.
他在这里为你的。
Acknowledge where you've gone wrong.
你要承认你的错处。
And say, right, I want to put it right.
你说我会做回对。
No altar call today.
今天我不会有呼召。
It's just between you and God.
这个是你和神之间的事。
But you can make that decision right where you sit today.
你坐在那个位置，你今天都可以做这个决定。
Lord, I'm coming back.
主，我回来。
I love you.
我爱你。
Help me.
帮助我。
Help me get back to where I need to be.
帮助我翻翻我应在个位置。
Our Father, we thank you that you made things possible.
父，我哋感谢你，因为你使到事情成就。
Your only Son is your investment in our lives that we can succeed.
你即系个独生儿子，你将佢已经系投资咗喺我哋嘅生命里边，以致到我哋能够成功。感谢耶稣。
And thank you, Lord, you're our provider.
主啊，感谢你，因为你系我哋嘅供应者。
Thank you, Lord, we can put ourselves in the place of your provision by our obedience.
主啊，我哋感谢你，因为咧，藉着我哋嘅听从咧，我哋将可以咧系将我哋自己放喺你安放我哋嘅位置里边。
So we say today, yes, Lord.
所以今日主，我哋同你讲，是的。
Moving our lives.
在我们生命里面运行
Be glorified through us.
也是透过我们得着荣耀
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
Amen.